You're finally back. What took you so long? Mrs. March was talking up a storm again. Okay, yeah. I don't know what's been up with her recently. Probably has something to do with her son going off to school, so she's been feeling a little bit ornery. But it is what it is. I guess we just have to indulge her sometimes, right? Yeah. Okay, well, you told me over text this afternoon that you were just a little bit stressed out, right? Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that. But, let's not worry about that tonight. Tonight it's all about you. Well, a bit about me too, because I get to do things to you. okay, well, I know that you never let me do your skincare, but I don't know why, but I think tonight calls for a little bit of R&R, so you're gonna let me do it to you. Yes. This is not up for negotiation. Look, okay, I don't know what it is you have against, like, a full, like, 10-step skincare routine, but I promise you, you're going to feel amazing. Don't worry about it. Yeah, I know the stuff that I used on you last time stung a little bit, but, you didn't tell me that you had sensitive skin. But don't worry, this time I picked out things that's going to work out perfectly for your skin, okay? So take a seat, sit down, and, let's get started, okay? Isn't this bag so cute? I love it. Well, yes, I did look at your skincare fridge. Sweetheart, I love you. You know I love you, right? Yeah, okay, so I can be honest with you, right? Great. I don't know why you think the stuff that you've been using is good for your skin, because it's not. Okay, I don't. It's not. Hush. It's not. You clearly have very dry and sensitive skin. Like, can I touch? Okay. Like, you see, there's, like, dry patches right here. And right here. And a little bit right here. And the stuff that you've been using has been drying out your skin even more. Nobody's searching your skin for oil, I promise. Nobody is searching your skin for oil. Okay? The biggest oil barons aren't looking at your skin to dig into it, okay? You don't need to be using such dry products. I promise you, the stuff that I brought with me, it's going to work. Okay. Well, first, do you use sunscreen? Good. Very proud of you. Okay. Well, you clearly have a little bit of leftover skincare and, like, random stuff on your skin from your day. So I'm going to use this Bioderma micellar water. And soothes sensitive skin, face, and eyes. Yeah, this is a cult favorite. I just picked this up at, like, I don't know, I don't even remember where I got this, but it was, like, at this drugstore kind of situation. Looks amazing. Very. Wow, your skin's actually really, really clear right now. Have you been drinking water? Good, as you should. Very proud of you. Okay. Well, I'm going to spray this, I think this is supposed to be a hydrating mist on you. I don't really know because I actually use this to set my makeup. Doesn't really matter. but it's from Glow Recipe, and it is the Watermelon Glow Ultra Fine Mist, hydrating and glowing radiance. It's supposed to be ultra fine. Yeah. It smells amazing. Here, smell it. Right? It smells like watermelon. It's crazy. Okay. So, close your eyes. Well, do you want me to spray in your eyes? Because I will spray in your eyes. Okay, close your eyes then. There we go. And now it all smells like watermelon. There we go. Okay, just fan it off. Fan it off, fan it off, fan it off. Alright, let's see. What's next? Let's start with the toner. Now, you know I love you when I'm using this on you because this is my favorite and I don't think I have any extras right now, and it's nearly done. Okay, so that's how you know I love you. Okay, this is the Etude House Soonjung pH 5.5 Relief Toner. Pure and mild improvement. And I don't know what that last part says because it's in Korean. Yeah, I know I can read it, but like, doesn't mean I understand. Of mine put me onto this, and I was hooked ever since. Okay. Okay. Close your eyes. Again. I promise I'm not gonna do anything stupid. Just close your eyes, otherwise I will rub this into your eyes. Options for you. For serum, I have this one from Laneige. It's their glowy makeup serum, hydrating and long-lasting makeup wear. But you can just use this without having to actually wear makeup. It's most people just like to use this underneath for that extra glass skin glow. But I've been using this just normally, and it just gives your skin a really, really nice glow. So, add this, and I have my personal favorite that I've been using for a very long time. It's the Dear Claire's Rich Moist Soothing Serum. Basic essentials, moisturizing, and soothing care. A gentle aqueous serum made with a concentrated formula of rich blend of organic complexes. This moist serum is easily Don't you always find it funny that on certain skincare and makeup stuff that they put like very, very blatant instructions? Yeah, it's like the whole like, you know, shampoo bottle thing, like the instructions on shampoo bottles. I always find it really, really funny. I don't know why. Actually, yes, I do know why, because you insist on keeping your eyes open when I'm trying to do your skincare, okay? I'll put it in your eye. And then, yeah, and then you'll know, And then you'll realize that the reason why they have things like that is because you refuse to close your eyes. Okay, which one do you want to use? Laneige or Dear Clarves? Glowy or Moisturizing? Yeah, okay. Fair enough. Let's use this one then. I mean, both of them are hydrizing. Hydrating. Wow, I can't speak today. Shut the fuck up. I'm not. Oh my god, you're so annoying. It doesn't really smell like anything. I mean, your makeup products and your skincare products really shouldn't smell of anything too strong anyway. Cool. Beautiful. Just close this real quick. Alright, next I have this moisturizer. Let's do your eye cream first, and then we'll do moisturizer. Yeah, let's do that. I've been loving this Laneige one. It's their Water Bank. I can't speak today. Water Bank Blue Hyaluronic Eye Cream. Oh, smells so good. Smell it. Yeah, it smells like, I don't know what it's like, fully smells like, but it's giving like spa experience, you know what I mean? Yeah. Yeah, okay. Okay, let's stick this a little bit, this on my ring finger and look up. Yes, I have nails on, but I'm not gonna poke you. Just look up. It'll be okay. Look up. If you don't look up, I'll actually poke you in the eye. Okay, thank you. This absorbs really, really quickly, which is why I love it so much. And the packaging is really cute. I love this color. Okay. Now I'm gonna do moisturizer and we're done. See? Did not take that long, did it? Yeah, no, you're just a drama queen sometimes. Okay, sorry. You're just dramatic sometimes. Happy? Is the Juno & Co. Moonshine Miracle Cream. A lot of people like to use this as like a makeup primer, but you don't need to use this as a makeup primer. It's good as a moisturizer, as is. The packaging looks amazing. This reminds me of this like Olay one I used a long time ago. Well, okay, I didn't use it. My mom uses it. Well, used it a long time ago. You get what I mean? Yeah, I don't really like the smell of this. What do you think? I mean, it's not like unpleasant or anything. It's just really strange smell. Yeah. Okay. I'm going to take some of this. This is like quite thick, so Okay, great. No, I lied. That was not the last step. This is the last step, and you desperately need it. I'm not trying to shade or anything. Okay, well, if you actually normally put lip balm on those lips of yours, I'm not gonna be mean. I'm gonna try to be nice. If you actually use lip balm regularly, I would not be calling you out for it. So use the lip balm I gave you. Yeah, this is also from Laneige. It's their lip sleeping mask. This one's their mint chocolate one, but I don't think they sell this anymore. Yeah, it smells really minty. It smells more mint than chocolate. Honestly. I mean, it's not giving toothpaste. I don't want to say it's giving toothpaste because it's sweeter than that. But, like, yeah, a little bit. Yeah, okay. I'm gonna take some on my finger and relax your lips for me. Go. Perfect. You didn't have that much trouble following directions for that one. Yeah, okay, fine, whatever. Just shut up. You're so annoying. Okay, I'm gonna pack up all my stuff here, and I'm gonna set it to the side. Let's put it over here. Okay, now that you're feeling all nice and moisturized and your skin is actually taken care of, does everything feel okay? Like, no tingly or... Okay, good. Yeah, that's good. That's normal. Now, on to the fun part. I brought over tons of books because I know you said that you wanted to get back into reading. Yes, you did. You told me this, like, not even 3 days ago. You're so full of shit. Okay, well, next time I won't lug all of this over. Okay? I'm just kidding. Okay, well, these are a lot of books that I have on my to-be-read list, and I know that you have, like, similar tastes in books. Except for, like, the more, you know. yeah. I thought that we can go through some of these, and, if you find one that, like, piques your fancy or whatever, then you can borrow it from me and then just give it back to me whenever you see the next. I mean, this isn't that many. Like, I have, like, okay, at home, my entire top shelf is just filled with books that I still need to read, so this is not that many. It's just, like, one. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I only brought over 8 books, and that's not counting the ones that are on my Kindle, so it's fine. Okay. But, actually, before we get into this, you mind telling me what's been going on? Yeah, I probably should have asked this from the jump, but, like, you just didn't seem like you wanted to talk about it. Oh, I see. Okay, well, I'm really sorry to hear that, and, yeah, I really don't know what to tell you. I mean, I've never really been in that situation before, but I'm sure it'll work itself out. Let's not think about that right now. Not important. Books are more important, okay? Okay, so, the first book that I have for you is called The Roommate Situation. It's a really cute cover. It's like two people. I don't know why there's like a hand screw thing. I don't know tools, but it's giving lumberjack, and I don't give lumberjack. Okay. Okay. Are you ready? Are you ready for this little synopsis? Connor Brady is the hottest man I've ever laid my eyes on, ever. Why Connor? Like, okay. He's also my new roommate. Okay, nothing wrong if, like, anybody's name is Connor, but you would think that, like, they would choose a less, like, asshole kind of a name, you know what I mean? I mean, like, no, like, not all Connors are assholes, don't get me wrong. Like, but, like, you would think that in a romance book they would come up with, like, some, like, more ridiculous avant-garde names, but I guess it's supposed to be just emulating reality, so gotta pick, like, a normal person name as opposed to, like, what? Friggin'... What's, like, the most ridiculous name I've heard of in, like, a book that I read? I mean, I've read, like, books with aliens in it, so, like, ridiculous. But you get what I mean. Sorry. I'll shut up. Okay. In the past few days, I became jobless, homeless, and boyfriendless. Oh my god. Crazy. So I did what any 28-year-old woman with her life together would do. I ran. Girl, I don't know about you, but... that does not sound like you have your life together. Far, far away from my new life. I just made up a whole word, sorry. Far, far away from my life in New York and straight to my big brother's house in Atlanta. Only, it turns out that my brother is away on a business trip and failed to tell me that a full-on godlike hottie who happens to be a premier house flipper has taken up residence in the spare new house was being renovated. There's a million reasons why I shouldn't fall for Connor, but our chemistry is undeniable, which means I have a teeny tiny situation on my hands. There's a lot of jokes that could make there, but I'll let you. Yeah, but yeah, no, it says a romantic comedy, so I guess this one will be really fun. Yeah, that's book one. Book two. Now, I'm not sure what your feelings are on K-pop or that entire, situation, but this one, I remember, is, like, one of the main characters is a K-pop idol, so, yeah, okay. This one is called X. But the cover is really pretty. Like, the art is so gorgeous. I wonder who drew it. It says. It doesn't say. Our place at our dream music school, but also in This one I was very lovingly gifted. A lot of these books I was actually very lovingly gifted, so I'm really, really, really grateful. This one is Raven of the Inner Palace, written by Kuko Shirakawa or Shirakawa. Yes, I got it because I love the anime, and apparently the anime adaptation only did like a few chapters of the first and second books. Well, like, you get what I mean. Okay. And on the back it says, now an anime on Crunchyroll. I hope that they continue that anime. It's really good. Okay. Who is the Raven Consort? Deep within the palace's walls lives a secluded and mysterious Raven Consort. Some say she is an old woman, while others claim she is young and beautiful. What all stories agree upon is that she has the power to exorcise spirits, lay fetal curses, and find lost objects for a price. When the young emperor arrives at the door of the Raven Consort seeking magical assistance, his request could shake up the palace, or perhaps even the entire kingdom. What do you think? Yeah, I definitely will be reading this one soon, so I don't think you'll be able to take this one with you. But we have some other ones to go through. Now, moving away from romance, like typical romance stuff that I like to read, we have Cloud Cuckoo Land by Anthony Doerr. This is also by Anthony Doerr. I think this one came out before Cloud Cuckoo Land. I was also lovingly gifted this. All the light we cannot see. Anthony Doerr. Alright, let's see. Marie-Laure LeBlanc lives with her father in Paris, near the Museum of Natural History, where he works. When she is 12, the Nazis occupy Paris, and father and daughter flee to the walled citadel of Saint-Malo, where Marie-Laure's reclusive great-uncle lives in a tall house by the sea. With them, they carry what might be the museum's most valuable and dangerous jewel. An orphan grows up with his younger sister, enchanted by a crude radio they find that brings them news and stories from places they have never seen or imagined. Werner becomes an expert at building and fixing these crucial new instruments, and is enlisted to use his talents to track down the resistance. Marie-Laure and Werner from warring countries, both having lost many of the people they loved, come together in Saint-Malo as Dora illuminates the ways against all odds people try to be good to one another. Oh, 10 years in the writing. I love it when authors, I think Brandon Sanderson has talked about this before, but I love it when authors make it very clear that writing books isn't as streamlined as people might think it is. I know some authors can, like, churn out 4 books in a year, which is insane, but they're, like, seasoned professionals. But there are other authors that make it very apparent that some stories take years upon years of writing and rewriting and redrafting and just editing and everything in order to get it done. And it sort of makes me feel better. I don't know why. I mean, well, I do know why, but it makes me feel better whenever I need to take more time than necessary to complete something. So what do you think about this one? Yeah, okay. Let's look at another one. Back to romance. I think I was gifted this one, too. Okay, this is Book Lovers by Emily Henry. Now, the cover is actually really cute. And, okay, so you see this little, like, they're sitting on their suitcases, and the girl is handing the guy a book and another book instead of a novel. I don't know why that was fun, like, that was really funny to me for some reason. Okay. Ooh. One summer, two rivals, a plot twist they didn't see coming. Huh? Crazy. Okay. Nora Stevens' life is books. She reads them all, and she's not the type. And she's not that type of heroine. Not the plucky one, not the laid-back dream girl, and especially not the sweetheart. In fact, the only people Nora is her heroine for are her clients, for whom she lands enormous deals as a cutthroat literary agent, and her beloved little sister, Libby. Which is why she agrees to go to Sunshine Falls, North Carolina, for the month of August, when Libby begs her for a sister's trip away, with visions of a small town transformation for Nora, who she's convinced needs to become the heroine of her own story. But instead of picnics and meadows or run-ins with a handsome country doctor, or bulging for on bartender, Nora keeps bumping into Charlie Lastra, a bookish, brooding editor from back in the city. It would be a meet-cute if not for the fact that they've met many times and it's never been cute. If Nora knows she's not an ideal heroine, Charlie knows he's nobody's hero, but that they are thrown together again and again in a series of coincidences no editor their salt would allow. What they discover might just unravel the carefully crafted stories they've written about themselves. Okay, I want to read this review. Emily Henry's books are a gift. The only downside is reaching the end. From V. Schwab. Another one. This one is... This one was also gifted to me. I know, sorry, books are gifted to me. I'm really grateful. Okay. This one is cute. The cover's really cute. Oh. I just read the back of it, and it's just a bunch of people reading it, including Stephen King. So... Chemist Elizabeth Sont is not your average woman. In fact, Elizabeth Sont would be the first to point out that there is no such thing as an average woman. But it's the early 1960s, and her all-male team at Hastings Research Institute takes a very unscientific view of equality. Except for one. Calvin Evans, the lonely, brilliant, Nobel Prize-nominated grudge holder who falls in love with, of all things, her mind. True chemistry results. Like science, though, life is unpredictable, which is why a few years later, Elizabeth Sont finds herself not only a single mother, but also the reluctant star of America's most beloved cooking show, Supper at Six. Elizabeth's unusual approach to cooking, combine 1 tablespoon acetic acid with a pinch of sodium chloride, proves revolutionary. What? Okay. But as her following grows, not everyone is happy, because as it turns out, Elizabeth Sont is not just teaching women how to cook. She's daring them to change the status quo. Laugh out loud, funny, shrewdly observant, and studded with a dazzling cast of supporting characters, Lessons in Chemistry is as original and vibrant as its protagonist.
Apparently, it's...
That's actually a pretty good synopsis. Wow. Okay. I mean, yeah, I knew what it was kind of about beforehand, but still, like, reading the synopsis again makes me excited to read it even more. Alright. What do you think about that one? Fair enough. Okay. Maybe you're feeling that one. I don't know if you're feeling that one, but don't assume. If you're not feeling that one, we have one more. It's Tis the Season for Revenge. The cover's so cute. It's just like the guy's face painted with devil horns and like blotted out his mouth and then just ew. Morgan Elizabeth. I heard really good things about this. Alright, ready?
Abby Geller thought that Richard Bartholomew Benson III.
It's such a ridiculous name, but I guess that was the point of it.
Abby Geller thought that Richard Bartholomew Benson III would be her forever. In their 4 years of dating, she never doubted she wouldn't end up with his grandmother's engagement ring on her finger. Sure, she had to change a few things about herself to fit that mold, like dyeing her hair, dressing more conservatively, and finding golf and honestly the most difficult of the changes, but she was sure that at the end of it all, it would be worth it. That is, until he leaves her crying outside of her apartment wearing a Halloween costume, having broken it off with her because she's just not serious enough. She was just fun, he tells her, and now that Richard has become a partner at his law firm and his sights, he needs to focus on work. So she does what every girl does when she's broken up with. She calls her friends, gets drunk, dyes her hair, and formulates her plan for revenge. It just so happens that the universe supports her efforts and gives her the perfect match to prove to her ex that he made a huge mistake. His boss. Abby starts dating the founding partner of Richard's law firm, Damian Martinez, with one thing in mind, convincing him to invite her to the huge annual Christmas party as his date. But when the relationship starts to become something more than casual dating, and Abby sees that the tough New York lawyer has a soft side, will she be able to follow through with her plan of deceit? Spoiler alert, probably not.
Or maybe, you don't know. I don't know which of these books actually are spicy. Some of them are spicy, some of them are not.
I guess you're just gonna have to figure it out on your own.
I mean, nothing wrong with reading anything spicy though, right? Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know which ones are spicy, which ones are not, so. Good luck.
I mean, none of the covers, like, give it away either, so
you have your work cut out for you.
Okay, well, out of the ones that I introduced to you today,
which one do you think you want to go home with, or will borrow from me, or will stay here with whilst I take the rest of them home?
You get it, you get what I mean. Okay.
Okay, so this one.
This one, okay. This one, maybe? What am I reading at the moment? It's on my Kindle, so just one second. I don't remember the title of it. Okay. This is probably why I just don't, like, you know, read any of the stuff on my bookshelf. It's because it's all here. But recently, I've trying to read, or reread, actually, reread a series called... No, that is a huge, huge lie. I just lied to you. I'm so sorry. I'm reading this. That's what I'm reading right now. I Will Save You by Matt De La Pena. I was recommended this a long time ago, and I just did not get into it. But now I'm gonna get into it, I guess. Okay, well, that's enough of that. How are you feeling? Glad to hear that. Glad to hear you're feeling a little better. You deserve to feel amazing all the time. I know I poke fun of you a lot, but you know I love you. Of course. Well, it's getting kind of late, so I will leave you with these books, and I'm gonna head on home, okay? Yeah. Well, I would. Okay, well, I'm glad you understand.